The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome. You are listening to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We have a 7-race meeting on the card from Fairy House tonight. My name is Sam Norris and I'm joined on the line by Andy Holding. How are you today, Andy?
Oh, very well, mate. Very well. Very well.
Good stuff there. Looking forward to the racing tonight from Fairy House?
I'm looking forward to it. I'm not going to be seeing it because I'll be in Gran Canaria by the time it's been run. Yeah, it's my last day for a week's break. So, I'll be doing the podcast and then jetting off in about a couple of hours.
Oh, lucky for some. I'll be stuck in rainy Leeds, but I won't be jealous. we'll move on to tonight's racing then. The first race from Fairy House is the 5.50, 6 furlong maiden this one, and the betting looks like this. We've got Jack Naylor top of the market 11-4, Splash Top 5-1, Spirit of Wedzer 6-1, Zabed 7-1, 9-1 the Ice Meister, and 10-1 Barlow's. We've got a few unraced types in this one, Andy. How do you play these kind of races? Are you looking for those horses who've had starts?
Pretty much so, most of the time, Sam, yeah. There's a few choicely bred horses making their debuts, but Aidan O'Brien hasn't got one in this race, so it makes me picking a horse who's had a run quite easy, really, to be honest. And I've been waiting for this horse to run for quite a while here. I'm going to make this horse my nap of the night. A horse called Jack Naylor. He's at the head of the market, quite rightly so as well. He made a sparkling debut. I really like catching one at Leopardstown on the 11th of May. It was a race that was won by Here We Go. But the one that all the eyes were drawn to was Jessica Harrington's horse, who completely and utterly missed the break, so much so that he found himself a good probably 10 to 15 lengths off the tail of the field with 3 furlongs to run. But such was his finishing power that by the time that it gone past the line, he managed to pass pretty much most of the field. He ended up finishing a never near a fifth, quite clearly suggesting that with a bit more sluggishness from the stalls, he would have won that race. He was definitely the best horse in the race. Hopefully tonight he won't be so slowly away. He can't afford to do that around this fairly sharp track here at Fairy House. You have to get into a good early position, which is a slight concern, I suppose, from stall 12. But hopefully his experience will stand him in good stead, because he quite clearly is a horse with a massive amount of talent. Put it this way, he's finishing sectionals the other day were quicker than Muster Jeb, who went on to finish third to Kingman in the Irish 2000 Guineas. So he's a very, very smart horse, this. I think he'll be one of the gambles of the night. He's 11-4 with William Hill and a strong nap for me in the first race.
Fair enough, then. A strong favourite for Andy then in the first, and it is 11-4 about Jessica Harrington's horse. The next race on the card from Fairy House is the 6.20, the most expensive race of the night. This one worth €10,350 to the winner. And Wind in Her Sleeves leads the market at 11-4. Mr. Good Guy 4-1. The Islander 4-1. Kernoff 5-1. Pearl Earring 6-1. And 14-1 bar those. There's been money for Wind in Her Sleeves already this morning, clipped in from 3-1 to 11-4. But still a fairly open look to this race, Andy.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Got a good draw as Wind in Her Sleeves. She's drawn stall 1. It's a tight right-handed turn into the home straight, as I said, in the first piece. You need to be handy. You need to be up with the pace, so it's a good platform for that horse to begin with. And that run behind Due Diligence, who's a very highly rated horse from the Ballydore stable, was a really excellent one and certainly sets a reasonable standard here. I've no hesitation in putting this horse up as favourite. I've just thought Kernoff in that race was a little bit unlucky. He never really got a chance to show what he could do that day. He got trapped in behind horses and the gap's never really open for him, and he never really got a chance to show, you know, spread his legs out a little bit and stride out. And hopefully tonight he'll get a better chance, Kernoff. I think it's between the two Mickey Halford trained horses. I'd probably go either Kernoff each way at 5-1 with the dead eight runners, or you know, you could back them both to win 11-4 and 5-1. I'm pretty convinced that they'll have the winner. That's definitely the best form. That's the fastest speed figure. It's on ground similar to tonight. So your choice is yours. You either play Wind in Her Sleeves and Kernoff to win bets, or you go Kernoff each way.
Okay, a couple of picks there for our listeners to mull over in the 6:20. The 6:50 is the next race of the night, a 6 furlong handicap, 15 runners down to go to post. And we've got three horses at the top of the market, all on 6-1 here. Orjock, Chilly Billy and Pixie Spirit all at sixes. Lily's Prince 7-1, 9-1 about above the law and 10-1 bar those. With three co-favourites, does that make this one really difficult to call?
Yeah, it does, Sam. Yeah, not a particularly strong betting heap for me. And I'm drawn to a horse I've tipped a couple of times on the podcast. People think I've got a bit of a sort of masochistic kind of mind here with this horse, but I'm going to go with Pixie Spirit again, James Nash's four-year-old. I just think this horse hasn't had any kind of luck in its last two or three runs. I might be sounding a little bit like a broken record, and I am following this horse over a cliff a little bit, but I think he's worth another go. He was unlucky at Navan two starts back when he never got the clearest of runs when he was gambled on. That was in the first time blinkers. The headgear was dispensed with the other day at court. They upped him in trip to seven, and although that worked to a degree, he got shoved out wide a little bit after a slow start, and he had to challenge down the middle of the track, which definitely wasn't the place to be that night. There was a massive golden highway on that far side rail. So in the cold light of day, he did well to finish where he did in fifth. Now he's dropping back to his ideal distance tonight. He's got a good draw, and he's got Anna O'Brien taking seven off as well. He's racing off 41 tonight. I'm pretty convinced this horse is better than the 41 rate handicapper. And he's 6-1 with William Hill. I'll give him one more chance. So each way, Pixie Spirit, a tentative vote in that 6:50.
A tentative vote then for Andy in Pixie Spirit. The 7:25 is the next race on the card from Fairy House, 7 furlong maiden. 19 runners down to go to post. And Timian leads the market at 4-1. Texas Rock is second at 9-2, although he is a reserve. Mansuri 6-1, Beyond Brilliant 6-1, Dark Alliance 7-1, Mistiness 7-1, Muileta 9-1 and 10-1 bar those. Again, there's a few unraced types in this one, although not nearly as many as the first. Do you play it the same way as the first?
Yeah, some real discrepancies in the betting here this morning. William Hill have given punters a bit of a chance here with pricing up Timmy and at 4-1, I suppose, because looking across the board on Oddschecker this morning, it's 2-1 with a couple of firms. So if you fancy that, I certainly wouldn't put you off. I think he's entitled to be up in the betting, Timian. But whether his form amounts to Grey Della, I'm not overly sure. With that, the run behind Bocca the other day was okay. It's just his speed figures haven't really been anything special at the moment. They haven't generated any particularly high numbers. I don't really like Mansuri in the sense that I think the ground's against him. They ran him the other day down in Roscommon, and I tipped him, and he drifted in the betting from 6-4 to 3-1. He ran accordingly, so I think the ground tonight, again, is against him. Beyond Brilliance has had loads of chances. I don't particularly rate her either. So I'm only really left with one horse, and the one horse comes out of a very good race the other day at Cork, which I'm definitely keeping my BDI on, and that's the race that was won by Tango Time down in Cork. And back in 11th was Dark Alliance. Now, that might not seem a great return, but I think he ran a lot better than his finishing position suggested. I just don't think he quite got home on that occasion. Don't forget his first run in his career was over 6. They upped him to 7 the next day when he was runner-up behind the Islander. I think that form's quite good. As I said, I don't think he got the trip last time out. He's back to 7 tonight. He could have done with a better draw. 13's a bit of a pig, to be honest. Stuck out on the wing a bit. But either way, I think he's a real, real good each-way bet here, Dark Alliance. He's top on my figures. And as I said, I think that Cork race will start to work out well.
All right, fair enough. That's the pick then in the 7:25. The 8 o'clock is next up, 7 furlong, 20 runners. Handicap this one. Jackie Ellis leads the market at 4-1. Fix It 9-2. Glance of Doom 7-1. Eloge 9-1 and 11-1 bar those. Jackie Ellis ran a decent race last time out at Dundalk, beaten by just 3/4 of a length. Do you reckon it can go one better today?
Possibly, yeah. The Flynn horses are in good form, and that represents her best return in her career so far. Joseph O'Brien's been booked, and he did the honours the other night down in Dundalk. Decent enough run on the turf the time before Beyond Gone Viral in a reasonable handicap, where four of these tonight were in behind. So I think probably just on balance, Jackie Ellis is the right favourite. However, I do think there's an interesting runner here in this race, Sam, and that's a horse called Eloge from the Andrew Oliver stable, filly by El Nadim. She's just had the three runs, and I think she could be very, very well handicapped here, or certainly that's what my theory. Her first run was at Dundalk back on the 7th of May when she finished 5th behind Prince of All, who's gone on to win a Group 3 on the All-Weather subsequently. 4th then behind Palace at Navan. Again, Palace very highly regarded from the Ian O'Brien stable. Of course, she's a pattern race performer now. And to be fair, she didn't have any chance the other day over 6 furlongs down in Cork when she saw the backside of Al Saka, who went on to win a Group 2 race at the Curragh next time out. I think that race was quite a good one. Certainly the speed figures suggest she was in deep. Now, she's only got a mark of 58 here. This is a far cry from what she's been up against. A real massive class drop. And now she's just had the three runs, obviously, maybe not fully wound up because she's been a handicap project. I certainly think 9-1's a big enough price for a horse who's got masses of a potential. A lot of these, I think, have been round the block and back a bit, and there isn't much upside in their profile, whereas I do think Elodge's future's all ahead of her. So, drawn stall 4, with a massive, massive class edge, I think Elodge is overpriced here and is definitely worth a bet in the 8 o'clock.
OK, then, Elodge possibly offering plenty of value there for punters. We'll go to the 8.30 now from Ferry House, 1 mile, 2 furlong, the trip, an apprentice handicap this one, and every horse in the race, apart from Hoppersand, does have a claimer on board. The betting looks like this. Trans City leads the market 6-1. 7-1 about undecided and Maharajan. 8-1 Hoppersand and 10-1 or bigger the remainder. What are your thoughts on this one, Andy?
Well, in these races, I just tend to go with the jockey, really. And the most promising jockey amongst this lot is Sean Corby, who's been creating a big splash over in Ireland. And we got a chance to see him yesterday when he came to Chepstow and he rode a winner for an Irish-trained trainer. And, you know, he did the job really well. He just sits in the saddle really well. He looks the part. He's got a good tactical brain. And Seamus Fahey's booked his services tonight for undecided, and he's going to get my vote. He was runner-up behind Silver Chief. Mickey Winters is charged at Limerick the last time we saw him. That's certainly his best effort on turf so far in a two-race career. He clearly likes a bit of cutting the ground. He seems to stay well. But he has got that extra bonus of having the best apprentice on board, and that's Sean Corby. Hopefully he can be the difference. 7-1, not a bad price, so let's go with undecided each way.
Okay, then back the jockey, the advice in that one for Andy. The last race of the day is the 9 o'clock. This is a 1 mile, 2 furlong filly's maiden. 12 runners down to go to post. Peddler's Daughter, the 4-year-old, runs off a weight of 10 stone. Every other horse, 3-year-old, running off 9 stone. And no market on this one as of yet, Andy, but who do you like?
I think Circling's got a squeak here, probably just about worthy favourite. I'm not sure whether she's quite up to running up to the standards of her official rating of 92. I think that's slightly high. She bumped into quite a useful horse on the all-weather last time we saw her at Dundalk. That was a horse called American Girl. The form of that race has worked out quite well. Two subsequent winners, including the third, being Dandy. It's just whether she handles the ground. I mean, it's obviously going to be quite soft by the time they're in the last race, having churned it up. They might even come down the middle of the track towards the stand side in the end. Her three runs so far, she's run on a firm surface, and I think Connections have always looked to run on a firm surface, being a filly by Galileo. So she wouldn't make any appeal to me around about the 6-4 mark. I think Diliawa will run well. She comes out of a race which I think will work out quite well down in Nace. The winner of that race, Grandma's Hands, posted the fastest sectional time on the card, and we've already had a winner out of that race as well. However, I do like another one at a much bigger price, and that's Joseph Murphy's 3-year-old by Galileo, horse called Arbre Tara, who ran in that race I've already mentioned early on in the piece, Beyond Tango Time. Now, this horse is the fastest horse in my figures, and I thought she ran an absolute blinder on only her second start in her career, her first run this season. And she got short of room as well, just at a vital stage. I don't think she would have won the race, but it definitely checked her momentum a little bit with around about a furlong and a half to run. I think she might have finished third, and finishing third in a race like that certainly gives her a massive chance in this race. I cannot believe this horse is 10-1 this morning. She'd be second or third favourite on my book. I'd probably have her in about a 4-5-1 chance at best. So I think we've got a real good chance of getting stuck into an horse that's underestimated, largely due to the fact that she comes from an unfashionable stable. But Ardbray Tara will definitely outrun her odds. I think she's quite useful. Let's hope I'm right in the last.
OK, then, fair enough. Good stuff, Andy. If you could just walk us again through all your picks tonight from Ferry House.
Yeah, decent card tonight at Ferry House. Certainly one or two nasty races on the card, but in between, one or two decent-looking bets. Starting off with a nap in the first, Jack Naylor. If that horse breaks cleanly tonight, I think she certainly go close in that six-furlong maiden. I think Mickey Halford's got the 6.20 pretty much wrapped up with either Kernoff or Wind in her sleeves. I'll give one more chance, otherwise he's sacked, for Pixie Spirit in the 6.50. Dark Alliance comes out of a very good maiden down in Cork the other day, and I think he's good enough to go close in the 7.25, so an each-way recommendation with that horse. Elodge in the 8 o'clock. I think she's a potentially very well handicapped filly now. She takes a massive drop in grade. I'll go with the jockey rather than the horse, I suppose, in many respects, in the apprentice handicap. Sean Corby rides undecided. That's good enough for me. And in the final race, probably the second best bet on the card, certainly at the prices anyway, Ardbrae Tara, a real stonking good each way bet at 10-1 in the concluding Mardinal Quarter Fillies Maiden.
Oh, good stuff then, the thoughts of Andy Holding on this William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. And you can listen to all the racing from Fairy House tonight with Sean Quinn, John Budden and Mark Slater on William Hill's Racing Radio. Thanks for joining me on the podcast today, Andy, and I hope you enjoy Gran Canaria.
Thanks, mate. Will do.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.